Shall you stand on your feet again, please? As we want to hear from the Lord, I want us to sing this song, and I will ask our brother Serge to come forward because he's speaking on behalf of the Lord. See what the Lord has done. He has done great things. Here we go. See what the Lord has done. What we waited for, what we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord. Say it again. See what the Lord has done. He has been so faithful. We have come to give him glory. See what the Lord. Father, we want to hear from you. We have come to say thank you, but Lord, as we cross this year, we would like you to teach us again, open our hearts so that we may hear the message you wanted us to hear this morning. Bless your servant as he is speaking on your behalf, and bless each and everyone. We rebuke any kind of distraction in our midst, so that, Lord, any kind of blessing that you will shower us with may not go astray. Bless us, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua, for this opportunity to share the word at this last Sunday of the year. It's a great opportunity for me, and I'm so glad to be here. Hope you are glad to be here also too. Are you glad to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? Are you glad to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? Yeah, I'm very, very excited. And before I dive into the message, I want us to recognize and say a special thanks to special teams that have been serving the entire year without getting tired. It has been tough, it has been hard, but they continue to serve. And I'd like us first to appreciate the team where I serve. Can we just appreciate the sound and media team this morning? Can you just say thank you to them? Guys, thank you for being faithful in serving the Lord. We love you. I want us to appreciate the choir. They have been preparing every day, like without getting tired. This is awesome. The sound guys, the instrumentalist represented by Nicholas by now. Can we just appreciate them? Wow, that's so good. I would like us to appreciate those who keeps on welcoming us in every morning, just telling us welcome, karibu. Just can we appreciate the protocol team, the ushers, and we say thank you and we love you. There is a special team, the pastoral team. You guys have been planning for a lot. You have been going under pressures. You know, leading such congregation is not easy, but you have been strong for us, and we say thank you for leading us. And I'd like us to appreciate now ourselves, because without you, this service wouldn't have been happening. Can we appreciate yourself for being present in this year? This is awesome. This is awesome. And I'm glad that together we are standing firm in the presence of the Lord. So, today's message will be coming from the books of Philippians. But before we continue, I'd like to ask, how many of us made a resolution at the beginning of the year? The resolution is that decision that you make at the beginning of the year, and you say, these are the things that I will do or I will not do this year. You have a list of to do. The list of the thing that you may not do. The list of the thing that you want to achieve during a year. How many had those lists? The things they wanted to make this year. If you had a resolution this year, can you just raise your hand? I want to see where you are sitting. Thank you. Wow, that's so good. That's so good. We had resolutions. Now, I want you to turn to your neighbor and ask him, how far with your resolutions? Did you achieve all of them? Or it's only God who knows? Huh? You know, that's a challenge. When you have a list, I was looking at the list that or the thing that I was to do. And then I was like, God, only you knows. Because this, I did not achieve most of them. And if you are here today, I believe that you had that list. And when you are looking at them, probably you are very happy that, and you say, I made them. I made it. And others are like, oh God, have mercy on me. Because it wasn't easy. You didn't fulfill any of them. But either you failed to meet your resolution, or if you met your resolution, this morning I want to encourage you and tell you, God's not done with you. God is not done with you. You may have achieved your resolution. You may not have achieved your resolution, but God is telling you this morning, I'm still at work. I'm still at work. I'm not done. You are done with the list, or you are not yet done with it, but I'm still be at work. God is at work in our lives, in our families, in our church, in your career, in everything, in every single step you make, God still be at work. So don't be disappointed or discouraged, because God is still working. You may not have achieved your list of to do or not to, but God says this morning, don't be disappointed. I'm at work. The things you didn't make, I will continue. God is still at work on you. God is still working on your character. God is still working on your attitude. God is still working on your behavior. So God is still work at you. He's at work. God is working with you. He said, I want to be involved. I want to be in touch. I want to be involved in everything, single thing that you are doing. I want us to do it with you. Because I will strengthen you. I'll give you courage to do whatever you have to do. God is still at work for you. God is still fighting your battles. God is still looking at your resolution and say, I will do it. So don't be disappointed. God is still working in your life. So, and this morning, I'll be talking to different category of people, to two people this morning. The first category is the one that had made their resolution, but they think that they have failed to meet their resolution. Probably you are here, and when you look at your resolution and you are like, no, I really failed. Let me say, just to encourage you, it still be a thought. It's not reality. It's something that the enemies keep on telling you. You have failed to meet your resolution. But if you are here and you think, the key word is to think, God is still working with you. The second category that I'll be speaking to is the one that think that they have fulfilled every single thing that they had on their resolution. You are here, and when you look at your resolution of the year 2023, you are like, wow, I made it. I made it. And I want to talk to you too this morning. So can we open our books, our Bibles, in the books of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. That's okay. So let's read together Philippians chapter 3 from verse 12. And this is what the Bible says. Know that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I'm pressed toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is Paul talking to us this morning. We'll be meditating on the word of Paul that he's writing to the church of Philippians. If we were to look, Paul's highest resolutions, what do you think will be? What were the resolution of Paul during his year? This year, I was trying to look at different things that Paul was doing. And even before Paul became a Christian, this is the man who was devoted to accomplish whatever he had as a resolution. Before Paul was called Paul, he was called Saul. This man had a resolution, had a mission of persecuting the church. And he was so faithful. And he did it very well, to a point that we keep on remembering whatever Paul did, because he slaughtered a lot of Christians. So he was very faithful to his resolution. And then Paul met Jesus. And when he met Jesus, he was transformed and became a Christian, a believer. And this man had new resolution in Christ. And among the resolution of Paul, if we were to try to imagine what were those resolutions, we'll find that Paul was devoted to know Christ. He had he wanted to have a deep relation with Christ, but also with the church, with the Christian he was persecuting. He wanted to serve Christ, and he wanted also to serve the believers. He wanted to win souls for Christ. He was going for evangelism here and there. Those were the new resolution when Paul became a Christian. And despite all of them, Paul is coming to us in verse 12 of our reading and say, know that I have already attained. I imagine people who were around Paul were looking at him and were like, wow, you have made them. Your resolution are perfect. You guys, you have just achieved it and you have made it. But Paul responded and said, no. Verse 13, I like it in the NLT. He says, no, dear brother and sister, I have not achieved it. He was looking at the resolution. He was like, no, I haven't done anything. I haven't. So when you do a self-evaluation, what do you say about your resolution? And what do people say about your resolution? I'm sure when you look at yourself, you may be like Paul and say, no, dear brothers and sisters, I haven't met my resolution. I've failed to meet my resolution. People around you may think that you have achieved everything. But when you look at yourself and you say, no, I haven't. And if you are part of this category of people who are saying, I haven't met my resolution, this is a right place for you. This is a right place for you. Probably today when you look at your plan and the time that has gone and the time that are remaining to go in 2024, you're like, I haven't done anything. I haven't fulfilled my plan. And when you look probably at your plan, you think that you were too ambitious. You had huge plans, but you didn't see your resources. But God is telling you, no, your plan will still be okay. It's only you did not have the right resources to fulfill all you have, you had made as a resolution. Probably when you look at the process, you may blame the process and you think like, what did I miss in my resolutions? And when you look at the process, you are like, probably it's the problem of the process that did not allow me to meet my resolution. But this morning, God keeps on telling you, it's not even the process. Your process was right. Because you had an idea, you planned for that idea, you prayed for your plans, and probably you worked hard to meet your resolution. But you didn't see them coming to pass. And God is telling you, no, it's not even your process. You were not ambitious enough. It's not the problem of the idea of the plan that you had. It's not even the problem of your process. It's only God who did not allow probably it to happen. Or it's a problem of a vision that you have to your plan and to your resolution. I want to take as an example, a simplest example that you may have. For those who are very ambitious and who were tired probably of moving around the city, using a border, using footing. Probably you had a plan, a resolution of buying a car this year, 2023. And when you look at that plan today, you're like, I haven't bought even a single motorbike, even a single bicycle. But remember probably that God gave you a land. Because God noticed that you will need a parking where to park your car. It's a problem of a vision. Probably, you are planning to have a good job. You will think this year, I'll do the best so that I can have a good contract. But God allows you to be an entrepreneur because he wanted you first to learn how to manage your stuff, your own personal things, before you start learning to manage people's stuff. God has been working on you and he still be at work. So change the way you see and you will see that God is not done with you yet. He still be at work with you. Can you just sit down and try to see what the Lord has been doing in your life? You may think that you have failed. You may look at yourself and see weaknesses and you are like, probably it's because I'm not that strong. You may see the struggle that you have been going through this year and you are like, probably the struggle that have been coming into my life have been the one that have stopped me from meeting my resolution. But I'm here to tell you this. It is in the middle of our weaknesses, of our failure, and our struggle that we feel the weight of God's grace and mercy in our lives. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. The fact that the power of God keeps on revealing itself in our weaknesses, in our struggle, that should encourage us and give us hope for the future. Because God is still at work. Don't look down at your plans. Don't look down at yourself and think that you have failed. God is still be at work. And I want us, as you think of all the thing that you have been going through, where you think that you have failed, I want us to change the perspective of our resolution this 2024. And I want us to make a resolution that comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. And this is should be our resolution if we want again to move ahead. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all shall be given unto thee. Make a new resolution this 2023 as we start the year. Say, God, this year I may have 1,000 of them, but my priority will be first to seek your face, to seek your presence, to seek for your kingdom, and look what God will do. Because he's still a God at work. And when we look for him, he is the one who will remunerate us. The book of Job 14 says, even a tree has more hope. If it's cut down, it will sprout again and grow branches. So don't look down at yourself. You may not have met your resolution, but there is hope for you since you still be alive. There is hope even in the remaining few hours to meet 2024. God is able to do new things in your life. So don't be stressed. Have hope. And God will do something in your life. The second category of people I want to talk to this morning are those who feel like they have achieved it. When you look at your resolution this year, you are like, oh, thank you, God, I've made them. You have sat down and evaluate your resolution and find that it was okay. You can say that you have succeeded. Everything is okay now. But this is the challenge for those who have made their resolution. The higher you go, the more the fatter is the fall. As you are climbing up, when you feel like you have met your resolution, don't be distracted by anything. Keep that standard that has brought you to make you meet your resolution. And 1 Corinthians says, 10:12, it's Paul saying to the church of Corinthians, to those who are outstanding, pay attention that you may not fail. God has allowed you to meet all your resolution. Keep the same mind. Keep the same spirit that has helped you meet your resolution of the year. Keep that standard. Don't be distracted. Philippians 3:16 says, but we must hold on to the progress that we have already made. Hold on to those and continue working. Someone said, when it's the time you find yourself at the top of the mountain, and he said, continue to climb. Even if you are still you have reached the top of the mountain, continue to climb. Don't be distracted. Because if you are distracted, you'll find yourself again down at the bottom of the hill. So work. Keep the standard that you have been using. Paul is encouraging us not only to meet our resolution, but Paul is encouraging us to be faithful in the God we serve. We should not allow our progress or our success distract us from the highest goal. And the highest goal should remain knowing and serving the Most High God. Because most of us, the challenge that we have as human beings, when we reach at a certain point of standard, we think that we have achieved it, and that's become the danger place that we have in life. And most of us start becoming pride. We have the pride of serving people. We think that we have made it with our own strength. We think that we have made it and we have to step on others. But let me tell you this morning, the really success, the one who said that I've succeeded, is the one who helped others to meet his standard of success. He's the one who uplifts the rest of the people that he's working with to meet also that same standard. If you plan to succeed, don't succeed alone. Succeed with the rest of the people. Be the support of others. Someone says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with others. So don't succeed alone. You have made your resolution. Try to help others also meet their resolution. You have come to know Christ. Help others also to come and know Christ the way you do. You have been so faithful in serving the Lord this year. Help the one who you see that he's failing to be faithful. Help him also to serve the Lord faithfully as you are serving the Lord. Because God wants us to succeed together. God wants us to succeed our resolution together. As a church, he wants us to grow together. And that's God for us. And as I come to this conclusion, I'll conclude with three verses. The first one comes from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, and say, I focus on one thing. That is Paul saying. I focus on one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. You may have failed to meet your resolution in 2023. Or you may have met your resolution in 2023. But God is telling you this. Forget all those. Because I'm about to do new things. Focus on what is coming. The past can be a distraction for you. Yes, I've done those things for you. Yes, you have succeeded to meet your resolution. Yes, probably you have failed to meet your resolution. But I want you this time to forget those things. Because I'm about to do new things. And that's Isaiah 43 from 18 to 19 say, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing new things. For the year 2024, God is about to do new things for you. Focus on Him. Focus on God. Forget the challenges that you had in 2023. Forget your weaknesses of 2023. Forget your struggles of 2023. And focus on what God is about to do. Leave your present and focus on what God is about to do. And 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 say, what no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, what no heart of man has conceived, that what the Lord going to do for those who loves Him. For 2024, let focus on something else. Let focus on loving God. Let focus on seeking the kingdom of God. And we will see what no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no heart of man has conceived. Make God your resolution for 2024, and you'll see the blessing of God. May the Lord bless you.